Okay, so yeah, let's do a second podcast. What the hell? For those of you who didn't hear the first podcast, congratulations. And I'm a locksmith who, sits in his van and drives around to his jobs and talks into a little digital recorder. Ridiculous and pathetic. However, you're sitting there listening to this, so... who has the bigger problem? strangely enough, like there was like 50 people who subscribed, and 100 people who actually went to the website and listened to it. Now, here's my theory on that. You have 100 million people on the internet every day. Now, out of that number, you're bound to have some people who are just clumsy on their way to a pornographic site and accidentally, download the podcast. I can see that. Or a dog jumps up on your lap, and accidentally knocks the mouse. But the rest of you who actually downloaded this intentionally, wow, you must be under house arrest and have absolutely nothing else to do. Or you misread the title. And thought it said the insatiable locksmith instead of the unstable locksmith. Okay, so maybe, if you are one of those who downloaded this on purpose, maybe you should, step away from your computer, put down your SpaghettiOs, and give a call to 1-800-GET-A-LIFE. I don't have a choice. I have to be here. I'm working and I'm just sort of entertaining myself with this tape recorder. But you are obviously not making the right choices in your life. I would say that you should probably not take advice from yourself. You should probably seek out someone you trust to help you make decisions in your life. They would probably do a better job. And if I was you, I wouldn't spend a lot of time around sharp utensils either, because I don't see good things happening there. There's got to be a better use of your time. I mean, there must be some cobwebs around your house that need cleaning, or, organize your cooking recipes according to ethnic background. Return those towels to the gym. They could probably use them. Right now you're probably thinking, if they ever have a contest for lamest ways to intersperse music in a podcast, that I'll probably be right up there in the top three behind the 2-year-old and the deaf guy. Anyway, it's amazing the number of people who listen to a random podcast like this, especially when you consider I haven't even given out the web address to my email partners, except for one or two select people who I asked to listen to the podcast to let me know, honestly, if I need immediate psychiatric care or if the medication will be enough for now. Now, I know that first podcast was sort of amateurish and the quality of the sound was pretty bad. So I will make you this promise. The second podcast will be about the same. One of the reasons for that is that the microphone on this digital recorder is no more than a quarter of an inch across. If a fly landed on this thing and went to the bathroom, I'd be out of the podcasting business. But this is the finest quality sound that you can possibly get on a $7 eBay digital recorder. I guess as my father used to say, if you can't buy quality, then buy something really cheap and crappy. And I like to think that I've carried on his legacy beyond his wildest dreams. Due to copyright restrictions, if you want music on your podcast, You really basically have to do it by, maybe using kitchen utensils and then stepping on your cat. Otherwise, you'll hear from somebody's lawyer. That's why I use the Keebler Elves music, because they have these little hands with just three fat little fingers on each hand, so they can't use the pen to sign the restraining order against you.
We've actually become pretty good friends, me and the elves. I let them live in my van in exchange for musical and sexual favors.
So, let's see. Well, in answer to probably somebody's question about whether that's actually a picture of me on the webpage there, we got a new picture there on the webpage. The answer is no. We hired a model from Donnie's Discount Modeling and Shoe Repair Agency, and the gentleman was kind enough to pose for us and only asked for several bags of Cheetos as payment. All right, the truth of the matter is that is me in the picture there. But in my defense, I have to say that that picture was taken right after I had accidentally eaten a buffalo. And in the picture, it looks like the top half of my body is sliding off of my, of my legs. And the truth of the matter is that's actually what's happening. But I've lost a lot of weight since that picture, simply through a good diet, Pilates, and a lot of liposuction. But when I had the weight on, I did learn a few things, such as I learned that the old building codes for porch construction were not sufficient to carry a heavy load after a few years of weathering. And another thing I learned is that, you know, when you're sort of gravitationally challenged, as they say, and you're traveling on a bus, always make sure that there's not a small child sitting in the seat that you intend to occupy. And also, knowing CPR in that same situation comes in very handy. Okay, and now for the aforementioned and much anticipated locksmithing stories. I will tell you these stories, but wait, there's more. I will actually recreate some of the actual conversations that went on. And nothing up my sleeve, simultaneously, I will possibly even avoid a fatal traffic accident. I'll be providing the voices of both me and the customer so that we can save money for the Broadway production of this piece. Okay, so keep in mind these locksmithing stories are 97.3% factual or made from fact byproducts. Here's a phone conversation I had a couple years back that really stuck in my mind. Abco, can I help you?
It is Abco Lock.
From what I hear, what can I do for you?
Can you please to make a key for my Bonix?
Well, we try not to get involved in personal matters, so I hesitate to say, what is your Bonix? Is it a padlock, maybe?
No.
Front door?
No.
Back door?
No.
Okay, gumball machine?
No.
Ham hock storage warehouse, F-18 fighter jet, Pentagon briefing room.
No, it's a car.
Ah, a car. I was going to guess that. Now we're getting somewhere. Now, is this car foreign or domestic?
It's just a car.
Well, let's see. A Bonix, huh? Is it a Bonneville or a Phoenix?
No.
Could it be the love child of a Bonneville and Phoenix?
Love child? No, he's a Bonix.
Okay, let's try it this way. If I borrowed your Bonix and drove it back to the country that it was made in, what direction would I be driving?
Oh, you can't borrow it. I don't have the key.
Anyway, I thought I had to refer the poor guy to his local Bonix dealer, and good luck with that. Although to this day, when I'm on the road, I still keep my eyes peeled for a Bonix.
Okay, I know I promised locksmithing stories as in plural, but that's the only one you're going to get. Thank God these podcasts don't have to make any sense. But, you know, you get what you pay for. And in this case, it's free. But I'll tell you what, I'll make a deal. Let's say you're contemplating suicide this holiday season, like a lot of people are, why don't you put it off for a week or two, and then in the next podcast, I'll include some more stories. So we'll wrap it up here, and I know you're probably saying to yourself, you know, I haven't had so much fun since I watched that swarm of ants try and get into that mayonnaise jar. But, you know, it's not always about fun. You know, I'm trying to be educational here, too. Well, as an example, I think today we learned about the effects of car exhaust on the human mind. So let that be a lesson to you. As Walter Cronkite used to say, good night and good riddance. Or no, he would say, and that's the way it is.